Whitney Advertising and Design. It's a company with roots in three places: New York, Los Angeles, and Park City. Talk about a convergence of different places. What kind of company is going to come out of that? I asked Robin Whitney, Vice President of Whitney Advertising.
Whitney Advertising and Design is a creative boutique and advertising and marketing consultancy. We've been in Park City for about 15 or 16 years. It's owned by my husband and myself, who are partners, Jim Whitney and Robin Whitney. We met actually in New York City in the 80s when we both went there to seek fame and fortune in ad agencies. We worked for some of the biggest ad agencies in the world, and now we're working for some of the greatest clients in the world here in Park City.
And you didn't come straight to Park City from New York, did you?
No, we decided after about 8 years there, after we had met and gotten married, that the center of the universe had moved to LA. And so we followed it there. And we went from working on some of the biggest brands in the world in New York to some of the smallest agencies and a lot more of the showbiz type of zen gut thing that you do in advertising out there. We didn't realize it at the time, but in advertising, you really have to have worked in New York and LA to have really done the deal. That was really a natural progression. And then the natural progression is to move to a resort town.
So is New York more like snazzy, flashy, sophisticated?
It's classic skills. It's really disciplined. It is learning the basics and following through every time. It's the greatest place in the world to learn how to do this. You're working on big budgets. There's a pace which allows you to learn. Everything is researched. You get to follow every discipline of it. And it's just a great way to build excellent habits. Then LA is so different. It's so showbiz. It's a great way to take all those skills and then learn how to work from your gut. And then really, after a few years, we decided to drop out. We were either going to go to Cleveland, my hometown, or Park City, Jim's hometown. And we picked Park City over Cleveland, to my mother's shock. And we came here and started working together. We had never worked together because it really seemed kind of corny in New York and LA to have a husband-wife team. But when we got here to Park City, Jim said, I think you should join forces. I think we could really do something good. We're in Utah. It's not corny to be a husband-wife team here in a small town. It's the dream, right? To work together in this great environment on a business that you love. And so we joined forces and have been doing that ever since.
Whitney Advertising website mentions a plethora of services they perform: print advertising, radio, TV brochures, web design, corporate identity, and more. I had to ask the question. You have a whole list of about 15 areas that you are into. You didn't start in all those areas.
It's true. We didn't start there, no. We really started classic advertising, which is media advertising. In the agencies that we first worked at, if the client asked the agency to produce a brochure, we were all offended because that's really not what we did. We did television spots and really big print campaigns, and we didn't do collateral. We certainly didn't do flyers. If there was a coupon on it, we were all just horrified and let that to go to the promotion department. Over the years, though, we certainly expanded the repertoire of areas that we gained expertise in. And we did that really because of our big agency experience. We realized that it takes a whole lot of things working together to sell a product. They're all really important. You can't say this is important, but I'm not going to get my hands dirty doing that. We didn't want to have people come in to talk to us about their marketing challenges and only be able to offer them certain products that were maybe profitable to us or things that we did that might not be the best thing for them. We wanted to be able to assess their situation, make a recommendation to them, and then offer them whatever it was that they needed, because some people don't need this or they don't need that. And so now we're able to really tell people what exactly we think they need and be able to execute it for them as well.
And doesn't that diversification help you when there's a downturn in the economy? You'll have some things bail you out while other things are sliding off?
Really, yes. That has been a good thing. I think that we're diverse among the different things that we offer. We're diverse geographically. We have clients all over the country. We're diverse within the categories of clients that we work for. And so, boy, the last couple of years have been tough for everyone, certainly in the media business where everything is being redefined. But we've had some industries that have just kept on going strong, others that have completely disappeared.
Which?
Well, our sporting goods clients are doing great. I mean, we work with Vocal Skis and Marker Ski Bindings, and they are going great guns. They didn't really blink in terms of their marketing during the recession, while as a lot of other people pulled their budgets, they didn't blink. They kept on going strong, and now they are in a great place. They've had a fabulous couple of years. We have some other clients. I mean, certainly the people that we've worked with in the local real estate business, they have had a completely different kind of a situation, and it would be difficult to react anyway to really still be having the level of sales emphasis and the level of spending that they've been doing given the profound decrease in sales and customers.
The logo for Basin Recreation, Whitney Advertising designed it. The Sky Lodge, Whitney Advertising did everything from the logo to the branding to the restaurant menus, advertising, and website. Always, Robin talks about passion and joy.
It's really great to be going into 3 decades doing something with your spouse that you're passionate about, that you get totally excited about still to this day. We love entrepreneurs. That's really our weakness. If somebody walks in and they've got a great idea and they've got a fire in their belly, and if we think they've got a good amount of guts to really make it happen, and we always say the same thing, how far are you willing to inconvenience yourself to be successful? Because success can be extremely inconvenient. And some people who say, I'll do anything, if they've got a great idea, we really get excited. We want to see what's going to happen next. We want to help it work. We want to communicate about their product and take it out into the world and really touch their hearts, just see it work. That's really like a turn on for us, and we think that's great fun.
Take an idea and make it sparkle.
Yeah, love it.
Whitney Advertising and Design. Find it online at whitneyonline.com.